I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Up to 14 million people are facing a dire situation. The people of Ethiopia, Somalia, Uganda, and northern Kenya have little or no food. It's creating potential calamity for the region. Food for the Hungry's Vice President of Government Resources and Programs, Dave Evans, says it's compounded by the lack of water. Since they work alongside the local church, Evans says it's a chance for the church to shine.
They're hurting themselves, but you know it's an opportunity also for them to reach out to their neighbors in love and share what little they have, and then also maybe some extra resources that these churches can benefit from.
Money and prayer are the only things that can help. Next, this summer has been life-changing for hundreds of kids in the United States. It's all part of Youth for Christ's summer camp ministry, says YFC's Mark Jevert. He says many kids can't go to camp, so they provide the funding. While Youth for Christ has been around for years, Jevert says it's a little different than it was 10 or 15 years ago.
Our focus specifically is on kids who have never been inside the doors of a local church, communicating the life-changing message of Jesus Christ to them. Ministry and juvenile justice institutions, with teen parents, with our urban centers.
Your support can help more unsaved kids hear the gospel. And hundreds of next-generation Christians are in Ukraine this week attending the 6th annual Puppet Festival. Russian ministry says they minister to thousands of children every year at orphanages, children's hospitals, evangelistic summer camps, holiday programs, and churches in the former Soviet Union. One puppet team ministers to children at an orphanage in an area dominated by Islam. Pray that God would use the puppet teams to share the love of Christ with many children. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You can now have Mission Network News delivered daily to your personal email address absolutely free, complete with pictures and links to expanded Mission News coverage. Go to missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.